Blog Talk Radio.
Draft kicking up in about 11 hours or so. We are getting ready for anyone listening to the live edition of this show, about 11 hours away from the first round of the draft. That is what we are going to talk about today. Quite frankly, I'm not going to talk about the other team, not going to talk about the team on the other side of the parking lot until they start doing something. All right, let's just get into this. 27th, that is where we see our Kansas City Chiefs drafting this year. So much has been speculated. Is it going to be a quarterback? Is it going to be a running back? Is it going to be defensive? Are they going to trade out of the pick? Yes, I could see any of those happening. And I said this yesterday. I could see any scenario. I'd be almost okay any scenario that the Chiefs pull out today. It's just going to be who's there. Is it going to be, are they going to get lucky? Are they going to trade up? Are they going to get a Deshaun Watson? Are they going to get a Pat Mahomes? Because I think that is the only way that the Chiefs get either of those quarterbacks, quite frankly. I really do. I think it is the only way that they get one of those top two quarterbacks. I think Deshaun Watson goes early. I think he could go, and this is so wide open this year that it has gone from, looking at mock drafts, Deshaun Watson could go as high as 4, and he could go as low as 27. It is crazy how wide open this draft is. Just looking at some of the mocks in the last couple of days through the NFL Network, on ESPN, whatever you may want to look at, that's how crazy it is. Just everything going anywhere. I think other than that top pick, and really there's no 100% on top pick because it is the Browns, I think this thing is going to be wide open. If you had to press me, if you had to absolutely press me, I think it comes down to three guys. I think it comes down to three different guys that could potentially go to Kansas City. And the first two, as I just said, the first two I think are pie in the sky, and that being Deshaun Watson and Pat Mahomes. I think both of those guys are gone, or the Chiefs are not interested. The Chiefs have to be in this draft, Chiefs have to be in love with their pick. They have to absolutely be all in on this pick. It could be that Deshaun Watson. It could be Pat Mahomes. I'm going to throw a name out there, and you're going to think I'm a little bit crazy, but I did mention this position yesterday. If he's still available and the Chiefs choose to not trade up, choose to not do any sort of movement, Dalvin Cook out of Florida State, a big play guy. He is a person that they He is a position that they need. And I love the running backs that the Chiefs have now. There's no doubt that the running backs that the Chiefs have now are tremendous. And if those two quarterbacks, which I still think will be their top guy, I think those two, I think they're trying quarterback. If they can't get quarterback, they will go to the running back position and they will go with Dalvin Cook. So you're looking right now at three different guys. You're looking, and I'm going to not put my neck on the line because, quite frankly, that's how wide open this draft is. You're going to see one of three guys at that 27 spot still available. And potentially, if they can get them, they will get a Deshaun Watson. They will get a Pat Mahomes. And all else fails, they will get Dalvin Cook. And I'm totally okay with any of those. You look through all of these mock drafts, every single mock draft, and you see one of those three guys. And I'm totally okay with it. Wherever the Chiefs go this year is going to be fantastic. If they don't pick a defensive lineman out of LSU, if they don't pick a punter, I'm okay with wherever they go. I think they have a wide open chance of getting some big time help on a team that needs it. This is a team that needs just a little bit of help at multiple positions, multiple skill positions. Again, if they get a Deshaun Watson, if they get a Pat Mahomes, if they get a Dalvin Cook pick, if they get this one, the pie guy, if they get Christian McCaffrey, if you're sitting there and if you're sitting there and three of these four guys are available, say Deshaun Watson goes. Deshaun Watson looks like a good pick at 25 for the Buffalo Bills. If he goes that low, if he finally does fall, you're looking at Christian McCaffrey off the board. So you're going Pat Mahomes or Dalvin. I still like Dalvin Cook. I think the order of the four that I'm looking at right now goes Deshaun Watson, Pat Mahomes. No, excuse me. Deshaun Watson, Dalvin Cook, Pat Mahomes, and Christian McCaffrey. I think that is how I see them, at least. I think that's how available players, I think that's how they would stack up. Deshaun Watson is going to be your prize pick. If they get Deshaun Watson, the entire city is going to go absolutely insane. There's no doubt about that. The entire city would go absolutely ape poop if they did get Deshaun Watson. However, I think if they get, and I'm not in love with the Pat Mahomes pick. You get Pat Mahomes and you are getting a quarterback to get a quarterback. I've got to be honest with you. If you get Pat Mahomes, you are drafting a quarterback because he's a quarterback. That's all I see with that. So, again, we are just hour away now. Oh, man, I am so excited. 11 hours away, as we said, other than that top pick, Myles Garrett, and I think he has made the Browns, and he have made that rather clear. It looks like he will be that number one. I see a lot of defense going early on in this draft. I think the first offensive player doesn't go until at least number four, maybe even later than that. Maybe even, I think the top offensive player is without a doubt Leonard Fournette, the running back of LSU. I think he has gone at least in the top six. You have players up there, the Browns, the Niners, the Bears, the Jaguars. All of those teams have a running back, except for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And we know how much Tom Coughlin loves the running back position. We've seen that since the beginning of the Jacksonville franchise, from the MJDs to the they're all everything running back that started for the Jaguars. Jacksonville loves the running back position. I think that's where Leonard Fournette goes. I really think Leonard Fournette goes in that fifth spot. But really, I think you look at four guys for the Kansas City Chiefs. Two of them, I believe, will be gone by the time they get to 27. Deshaun Watson, Pat Mahomes, Christian McCaffrey, and Dalvin Cook. And if you have three of those four guys left and you choose the quarterback, you're choosing a quarterback just because you hate Alex Smith. We'll see how the Chiefs feel about Alex Smith, because the only quarterback in that top round that would take over Alex Smith is Deshaun Watson. So we'll find out. A lot of intrigue, a lot of things going in to the first round tonight. The first picks going on tonight, first 32, will be drafted tonight. And then second and third, I believe, on Friday. And then 4 through 7 on Saturday. So a lot of intrigue in the next 3 days. A lot of time to wait, though, for the Chiefs. However, they will get a better pick than they did in the first round last year, because they didn't get a pick in the first round. They will not make a trade. They will not make a trade unless it is to trade up and up exclusively. They're not going to get more picks. There's no reason to. They have 10. The Chiefs have 10 picks this year. There's no reason to get more picks. So unless they trade up, they are not going to make a trade in this first round. Unless they find somebody that they absolutely love and have to get, they're not making a trade with that 27th pick. All right, quickly before we close out today's show, I want to take a look at playoff action last night. First of all, in the NBA, the Eastern Conference game last night, it was the Wizards getting the Game 5 victory over the Atlanta Hawks. Washington now leads that series 3 games. And an interesting game last night in Boston, the Celtics taking on the Celtics getting the win last night over the Bulls. A very interesting point going on there. They get the victory and now lead that series 3-2 as well. Chicago on the ropes right now. They have a lot of making up to do if they are going to get some victories. Also in the NHL last night, a very nice game between Nashville and St. Louis. Nashville getting the first game of the second round Western Conference Series as they beat St. Louis last night 4-3. And in the late game last night, it was Edmonton getting the win over Anaheim 5-3 in their game one. Coming up tonight, a couple of games in the NHL, two games actually tonight in the NHL, and a pair also in the NBA. So a lot of exciting things going on tonight. The draft, NHL, the NBA, all sorts of things going on tonight in the sports world. Check those out. I will be flipping channels all night. A lot of exciting things going on. your games in the NHL tonight. It is Rangers Senators, the first game of the Eastern Conference second round, and also the Penguins and Capitals start their series going on tonight. So a lot of fun to go on tonight in the NBA and the NHL, plus the NFL draft. That's where I will be exclusively. Check me out on Facebook tonight, Facebook Live. I will go via the Facebook through 15 Minutes of Fan Facebook page. I will have your updates. I will be talking about the draft mostly tonight through Facebook Live. So do join me for that. We'll have a little bit of conversation on who that 27th pick will be. I'll come on throughout the draft, but mostly leading up to the Chiefs pick, and if they make a trade, whatever they may do, I will be on every once in a while through the NFL draft. So again, two games in the NHL, two games in the NBA, and the NFL draft going on tonight. We will talk to you back here tomorrow to break it all down. It's going to be a busy Friday show. We will talk to you tomorrow with a brand new edition of